apologize.
That's okay.
How hard is it to combat their pass rush when you continue to have injuries and changes in your offensive line? And can you compensate for that?
Yeah, I think just, you know, you're always aware going into to every game of, you know, the opponent's strengths and obviously, you know, especially when it's a pass rush from a quarterback standpoint and, you know, you're always talking about it. I think some of the things that you do is you try to, you know, have some concepts where the ball comes out quickly. I mean, I think you noticed we threw a couple things last week, you know, as the game went on where the ball came out faster. So you're looking to do that. You're looking to stay balanced as much as you can. Between run and pass, you know, to help you out with the pass rush as well. So, you know, it's things that we talk about all week long. We go into every game like that, regardless of the situation of who's playing or who's injured. So it's something we're always conscious of and do our best to combat a good pass rush.
Obviously, Sean, y'all know what needs to be done and you know how to do it, but you're not getting the running game like you used to. So therefore, TJ's in a terrible situation. Pass rushers coming after him. What can he do better? Because he said he tried to take all the blame. What can he do better against the Steelers than he did against the Jaguars so he doesn't get obliterated?
Yeah, I think him and I, you know, what we talked about coming off of the film and some of the things that we saw was, you know, there were a few times where I thought he had a receiver open early on that he could have gotten the ball out of his hands, that maybe he just wasn't comfortable with the throw or didn't feel good about it, but it was there. And I think after looking at the tape together and, you know, I mean, he'd be the first to tell you, you know, he saw a few things where the ball could have come out of his hands. And, you know, so I think those are things that we just got to work on and get better. And that will come, you know, through playing a little bit more football, you know, just getting some more reps, getting some more live reps, you know, and I think that's going to come to him as we keep going. So that's one thing that I think we're really going to harp on this week is if it's our first progression and if it's there right now, take it right now. Let's not miss chances like that. Let's get the ball out of our hand and keep the chains moving.
You know, Shazier is out. They still got good people in the front seven. What impresses you the most about their pass rush?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they've got good speed on the outside. They're big and strong, physical on the inside. You know, so that's a pretty good combination. It's pretty impressive to watch. Yep. Yeah,